Back here courtside at the Child Center, Jason Swigart, Donald Wilson, and joining us now our AAA Oregon player of the game, JoJo Walker. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, only 1 turnover in 32 minutes, leading the guys down the stretch to the victory, 76-65. Just first of all, congratulations, especially
thank you.
You've been suffering through conference seasons here for a long time, so you end the 23-game losing streak in conference. Just what does this mean to this particular group, especially knowing what almost could transpire against Gonzaga two nights ago?
I mean, it's tough being here and losing all those games in a row. I just last game and this game, I had in my mind, I can't let that happen again. I got to do everything I can to, you know, end that losing streak. And, you know, and we won today, and I give everything to God, man.
Well, how much inspiration did you guys – because there's one – it can go either way. It could sink you back down knowing you had the number one team in the country on the ropes and it got away from you, or going back and looking at that stretch to know we had the number one team in the country on the ropes and letting that fuel you to come out here tonight and give this performance.
That's exactly how we took it. We saw what we were capable of, and we had the number one team there. We can't lose no more. You know, I mean, it happens, you know, but we seen what we can do, and I think we're going to do it from now on.
Talk to me about the chemistry in the locker room now with the guys. I mean, getting that first win, I mean, I know how that brings you guys together. Talk to me about how you guys came out here and fought off after bouncing back from Gonzaga.
I mean, we knew how Isaiah was sick. He couldn't play, and we talked together and said, our man is down, so we got to next man up, you know, and work hard, stay together through everything, turnovers, whatever happens, stay together, and we came up with the win.
It's really been the difference that we've seen. Seems like the defense, when you guys crank it up at that end, then that really can spur the offense for you. How do you keep that intensity up now for 40-minute stretches into conference play?
I mean, we just saw what it could do. We win if we play like that, so we're going to have to do it regardless, you know? So we got to keep working hard, keep playing defense, getting the rebounds, and we live with the results if we do that.
How huge was Theo and Diabate for you guys today?
Man, if we didn't have them, we for sure wouldn't got the dub. They work hard down there. They play hard and practice. They make us better every day, and I appreciate them for you know, working hard every day and listening, you know, because sometimes you tell them something and they listen and they do it, and I appreciate that, man.
Chatting here with JoJo Walker, our AAA of Oregon player of the game. And it seems like now all the newcomers are a little more comfortable with their spots. We've seen Quincy Farabee the last two games start to find his mid-range game. Mm-hmm. He got a nice run at the end of the half from LeVar Harewood. Mm-hmm. Is everybody really feeling like this is a collective group and everybody's got a role to play and will have their moments?
For sure. This is a team. There's no one, no two. It's a team. If we rely on each other, you know, Isaiah wasn't here today, so next man up. See LeVar go in, hit a big shot. We rely on each other, and everybody go in, and they do what they got to do for us to win.
Now you get a full week off, just the single game next week at BYU. What do you guys need to obviously to get a little rest here that affords you? Hopefully Isaiah can get over his illness quickly. What do you guys need to focus on now to start a winning streak, to have this not be a one-off in conference play?
In my opinion, I think, of course, we need a little bit of rest, but we need to continue to work, man, because while you sleep, everybody else is working, you know? So we got to keep working, get some shots up on those days we need to rest, and keep working.
Well, congratulations to you. An
appreciate
outstanding
it,
effort
you.
Tonight. We can't wait to catch up with you in BYU next week.
For sure.
There you go. JoJo Walker, thanks so much for stopping by. We're going to bring Coach Gevin in here. Oh, we got a little picture.
Yes, sir.
Social media.
Yes, sir.
Social media's passed me by. I'm an old man. I'll let Donald take care of that. So congratulations
thank you.
And we'll let Coach get in here for a few minutes. Coach Gevin standing by. So you can hand the microphone to hand the headset to him there. As JoJo's getting congratulations from our fans here, the Pilots 76-65 winners. Might want to wipe those off, Coach. Donald's taking up the extra headset now, so... It's Tyler.
It ain't that bad. That's hustle.
Hey, it's a win.
That's hustle.
I don't care what it feels
that's
like.
Hustle. You want that. That's hustle. You want that sweat.
Yeah, that's right. Make it act like I played a little bit tonight, contributed.
Assistant coach Tyler Gebbing here joining us this evening. And congratulations to you
Thank
and the
you.
Staff. This is a long time coming. We counted a 23-game West Coast Conference losing streak
wow.
that came to an
yeah,
end tonight.
That's good. We needed that to end.
So February, yeah.
Streak broken.
23 months since okay. the last conference victory. And you did it really as a group effort, spurred by defense, adversity. You didn't have Isaiah to go with the game. JoJo coming off a good performance against Gonzaga, stepped in and provided the leadership that you've been looking for him all season.
Yeah, I think you said it with the defense. I think the key to our game tonight was stop them in transition. They're a very good transition team. In order to do that, you can't turn the ball over, and you've got to take good shots. You know, you look at it, they had 9 points off our turnovers and 5 fast break points, which is extremely good against a team like this that wants to play at a fast pace with Bouye, Sabaz, Minlin, all those guys can get to the rim. So credit to our transition defense, but also taking care of the ball and taking good shots.
Was one of the keys to the game going small to match up with that speed?
It was, yeah. We thought if we went a little bit bigger, it was going to be hard to guard Rutino. We didn't feel like we had anyone that could really chase him around, no offense to Jacob or Theo or, you know, Hugh or whatever. But we just had to play a little bit smaller and match up with them. And then on the flip side, when Lowell's in there and we have Jacob in there, they got to match up with us. And we had an opportunity to get a lot of dribble penetration and kick out for some open threes.
And you did that, the turnover, being able to force those turnovers was huge early on. When Lowell came out and kind of established himself there, took over a little bit at the start of the second half, what were the adjustments that you guys made? Obviously, he got into foul trouble. That helped a little bit.
Yeah. But yeah, getting him out of there. We doubled him early on a little bit, but we also, you got to pick your poison a little bit. You'd rather have him, we said, going in the game, have him have a big game as opposed to Rutino, you know, hitting threes. That's the, you know, the hard part. If you go double them, now it's a swing,
yep.
and those guys are open for threes, so you're better off giving up a couple easy ones to him and guarding the three-point line a little bit better and guarding those guys, because we did a good job on Rutino tonight.
Talk to me a little bit about Diabate and Theo. How huge were they for you today?
Well, Diabate, I thought, did a great job. 4 offensive rebounds. You know, we got to get him to finish a couple of those. You know, every now and then he gets fouled, and we end up getting 1 out of 2 as opposed to, you know, maybe a chance for a three-point play. But I thought D did a great job. I thought Theo gave us good energy. You know, 3 block shots, had some big blocks when he got in there, rebounded well, you know, just a bigger body, bigger presence. Plus, he was a little bit more aggressive tonight in the post, where against Gonzaga he looked – we said, come on, Theo, man. You look scared against that guy. You know, you got to go at him. And tonight he went at Lowell a little bit and had a couple nice moves down there, 3 for 3.
Chad with assistant coach Tyler Geving here, Pilots with the victory, 76-65. And we talked to JoJo, and, you know, our question was coming into this after what happened with Gonzaga, roller coaster game, slow start, then you make a big run, you got them on the ropes. Gonzaga shows why they're the number one team in the country. Could have gone 1 or 2 waves. How did you guys present the message to the guys so it sunk in and focused on the 20 minutes that you outplayed the number one team in the country?
Yeah, I think any game in league play, no matter who you play, you got to turn the page quickly, and you got to focus on the next team. And, you know, you don't want to take moral victories, but, yeah, okay, hey, great guys. You did well for, you know, whatever, 25 minutes of that game. That's what you're capable of doing for, you know, a 40-minute game, and we did it tonight. And, you know, you talked earlier in the broadcast about, you know, guys stepping it up off the bench. I mean, here's LaVar, who hadn't even played in probably 3 or 4 games, and he came in, hit a 3, and gave us a little spark. I mean, obviously Quincy's been playing better. Theo gave us a good spark. But more than anything, I just think you got to turn the page. Like, we have to turn the page come Tuesday and start getting ready to go win at BYU.
What are you guys doing to keep those guys ready?
You know, I think you got to keep them fresh this time of the year. You know, you don't want to really wear them out. You know, yesterday we went really light, and I think this time of the year I don't want to say you are what you are, but you have pretty much everything in. You're just kind of fine-tuning it. But I think more than anything, this time of the year, you need rest and take care of your body, get sleep, and I think all that stuff helps you.
How important is it that you only have 1 game next week? One, hopefully Isaiah can get healthy here quickly for you so he's able to practice all week. But going to BYU, where it's a tough place to play against a really good team.
Well, I think they play Thursday night, so I think that, you know, maybe helps you a little bit. But just once again, yeah, you know, you get another week to practice without school, kind of focus in on some things that we still want to clean up or fine-tune. So it's just another week to get a little bit better, because we won't have a bye for another month. Yep.
Assistant coach Tyler Geving, congratulations.
Thanks.
Well
appreciate
earned.
It, guys. We needed it. Felt
you
good.
You betcha. Did feel good. We'll let you get a post-game
Glad
meal.
Glad to be a part of it.
There you go. Assistant coach Tyler Geving, kind enough to drop by with us.